It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dude. I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey. Want to do an interview with me? No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Football Sunday, right here on The Fan. Joe Fisher, Rashawn Taylor, Schultzy on the ones and twos. And... in studio with us now, good friend Jeremiah Coughlin. You might know him from his Pickles fame of on-field emceeing, but he is a funny guy. He makes us laugh with his stand-up comedy, and he has a show tomorrow night at the Helium Comedy Club.
Yeah.
At 8?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Veterans Day.
Doing the press row, the rounds, he knew that Football Sunday was something that he had to do.
This is where you had to be.
Target audience, you know, right here.
I saw you making some appearances throughout the city over the last week, and I was like, I'm honored. I'm honored that we're on the press run.
You made the cut. Yeah.
I know. It's great. How are things going for you, bud? You hitting the sticks? I've seen a lot more lately. It seems like every time I see on your Instagram story, you're playing golf, you're at the range. You're probably better than me at this point.
I hope so.
I would assume so.
I just
probably
playing.
So.
Yeah. Well, Fish is sneaky good. Joe's pretty good. I've been on a scramble
He's okay.
team with him.
He's okay.
We had a good time at the Fan Golf Classic. Jeremiah, Parker of
very new.
Joe tends to get very lucky on the course.
Hey. I saw him almost get a hole in one.
See? That's true.
Luck almost did that, right?
That's true. He was there. He was in attendance for that.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. That was one of my finer golf moments. That's why I probably just should have stopped playing.
Yeah,
because it's been all downhill since then.
Just walk away. I had one of those this week. I was playing terrible, and then I hit the pin on a par three and was like, okay, maybe I can do this. There's always one thing that keeps you.
That's right. You're telling me about
this. Keeps you going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm shanking left and right and everything. As soon as I hit one square, and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I think this is going to be a good day. It's like the 16th hole, but who cares? Like, the day's going to end well.
He's getting warmed up.
He's an undecided voter out there, going left, going right, doesn't know what to do.
I have no idea what to do sometime.
But Jeremiah, nice to have you in, dude.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
But we have to get down to brass tacks because
like
this is Football Sunday. I need to figure out what's going on with your Seahawks, bud.
Yeah, let's start there.
I don't know.
And listen, I'm throwing stones from a glass house because my Cowboy season is going down the toilet.
You guys
very
are bad.
Quickly.
Do you even want Geno anymore?
Well, the alternative is not any better.
Who is the backup in Seattle right
Sam
now?
Sam Howell. Yeah.
Matt Flynn.
We gave $17 million to Matt Flynn again. No, it's Sam Howell who, you know, has more interceptions in the last 5 years than anybody, I think.
Not surprised. I saw him throw some god-awful interceptions last year.
Yeah, and so people saying like, oh, Geno's, you know, throwing a lot of picks or whatever, it's not going to help to go with Sam Howell.
Just say, oh, buddy, you want to see some picks.
But it's also
hold my beer. Watch
the
this.
Offensive line. I mean, our offensive line has always sucked. It sucks now. And it's you can't blame Geno for all of this. And you know, and then Kenneth Walker was hurt. Our defense is just okay. You know, they're very undisciplined, take a lot of penalties, do a lot of dumb stuff, get a lot of, like, defensive holding, pass interference plays. It's not good, but it's not terrible.
No.
I mean, the bar was low. My expectations for the Seahawks team was pretty low, and then they've been okay, and then being in a tough conference, tough division. I don't know, man. I mean, everyone's, like, high on the whatever that is, the North, the NFC North with the Lions and the Bears and all that stuff. But
oh, my.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. They're just beating up everybody else, and then when they play each other, they're not that great at games. So I don't know. So I think at least the games with the Seahawks and Niners, Seahawks and Rams, and even the Cardinals are kind of somehow sneaky good in a weird way. I don't know.
So tell me this, and I'm going to ask you to put on your GM hat at first, but before I do that, like, you said you had low expectations for the Seahawks. I'm curious as why, because even last year, which was a down year, you still won 9 games. Like, it seems like Geno has had this team playing some pretty fair football. The year before that, you were in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get 9 games. So why were expectations low? Because I think a lot of Seahawks fans kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that's just been ingrained in us over the centuries of being bad.
Being the Seahawks, yeah.
Yeah, you just can't get too high on it. Even the year, you know, back-to-back Super Bowl years, the next year you're like, well, it's going to be tough out there. And a part of it is just the division, right? I mean, when you look at, like, the Rams are always a wild card, not a wild card team, but a team that you don't really know what you're going to get out of them. And then the Niners have just kind of beat the crap out of everybody. And then luckily this year, McCaffrey got hurt, so they've been a little less good, but still better than most teams. I think you just look at the competition, you're like, well, I don't know. And I don't know. How old is Geno? Geno's...
Oh, he's got to be, what, 32? I would think. I mean, he's been in the league for 9 years.
He feels old.
He feels like he's been here for a long time.
Much younger than everyone in this room, but still.
He just turned 34 last month.
All right.
So, I'm 35.
Okay.
So put your GM hat on, and you can make two real significant changes to the Seahawks team moving forward. What would those changes be?
Get an offensive line that can block and give him more than 5 seconds would be great. Maybe, I don't know who it is. Who do you know that's an offensive liner besides Penei Sewell or whatever the guy's name is, right? The guy from Oregon?
Yeah, there's very few.
That's an offensive lineman I can name.
Call him up. Hey, you want to leave that team, please?
Yeah, I know you guys are probably going to the Super Bowl this year.
Give Jason Kelce a call, see if he wants to come out of retirement.
Yeah, there you go. Offensive line would be big, and then, you know, I don't know. The weapons are at least offensively. Like, Kenneth Walker is good.
He's legit, yeah.
Yeah, Kenneth Walker's legit. Charbonnet or whatever the other guy's name is, he's good too. I don't know. I think a tight end that's good would be amazing. Like, someone who could block and catch, you know. Maybe the other Kelce, we'll get him too. We'll get the Kelce brothers.
Fingers crossed, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy you say that because I'm thinking about, like, just skill position players. And
DK's good. Lockett's good.
Tight end is something the Seahawks haven't had really since, I would say Jimmy Graham for like that couple weeks.
You weren't getting Jimmy Graham, New Orleans Saints Jimmy Graham. Yeah.
Carlson was okay for a few years. Noah Fant isn't really like that though.
No. Yeah. But Jimmy Graham was like the best tight end we've ever had. I think that's like statistically. I think in the you know, Hall of Fame of tight ends for the Seahawks, he's it.
Now the Seahawks, let's take a look at their old.
I know
their
that's
old.
Crazy.
They're sketchy here. They get their bye week this week.
Yeah, don't gotta watch them lose this week, baby.
But then you come right back and you play at the 49ers. You play Cardinals, Jets, Cardinals, and then you have three straight NFC North matchups after that: Packers, Vikings, and Bears. And then you'll finish the season with the Rams. So I mean, outside of maybe like the Jets, who their season started to go in the tank, it is, divisional games, you never know what the hell's going to happen there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you have to play three NFC North teams, which the Bears, and want to
we'll
talk
beat
about
the Bears.
Well, I was going to say, you want to talk about another team that could
Lock
start falling apart here soon is the Chicago Bears.
They were good for a second, like, okay.
Well, then they had the
Hail Mary game against the Commanders,
yeah.
And then they lose the game after last week against the Cardinals, where their offense looked inept. So, I mean, the Bears, yeah, that could easily be a winnable game towards the end of the year. I'm with you, Jeremiah, though. At the beginning of this year, I said that the Seahawks were probably going to finish last in this division. It was first-year head coach.
I know. I was here. We were right here in this room. We did the
NFC West preview.
NFC West preview.
Yeah, that's right.
And you said we were going to be the worst, and I said I think we'll be in the top three.
You're close.
Yeah.
You're close.
Well, and it's, you know, the
Cardinals are still bad. The Rams aren't good.
Well, I thought the Cardinals would be better this year, and it didn't take a whole lot to be better because they won four games last year. But you're getting a full season out of Kyler Murray. I think they
been playing really well.
And I do think they like their head coach, Jonathan Gannon. And then the Rams, as long as you have McVay and Stafford for the most part, and then they got healthy with getting Puka, Nacua, and Cooper Kupp back. And then the 49ers, even when they're not healthy, they're still tough to beat.
Yeah.
So
and they get Christian McCaffrey back today, is it?
Yep. Yes. He's off the injured list.
Yes. Yeah. So NFC West, I mean, hell, right now the Cardinals are the leaders in the clubhouse.
5-4, 4-4, 4-4, 4-5.
It's anybody's ballgame.
Yeah.
It's anybody's ballgame.
That's wild. But Seahawks, yeah, they get the break, and then they'll have to go and take on the 49ers next week. But
I'm putting money on the Commanders.
Today?
Just so overall, to win the Super Bowl.
To win? Know. Dear God.
I just love them.
You animal.
I don't know.
You absolute animal.
I'm not far behind you. I mean, I'm not saying I don't think they'll win, but I mean, they got a great defense. They've got a quarterback who is just, he doesn't know that there's, I think you got a team in the Commanders, they don't know they're not supposed to be good right now.
Yeah.
But they're just out there just playing football and just having some fun. So I like this Commanders team all of a sudden.
Well, I think that Dan Quinn, his time with the Cowboys really molded him well into being an even better head coach. So you're welcome, Washington, for his Cowboys stint.
Well, Cliff Kingsbury, too, I think, gets some credit for the way he's handling Jaden Daniels, right?
Oh, I'll give him a little bit.
Well, he handpicked Kyler Murray. I mean, you heard him say before the season, and then I think again before they played the Cardinals, that, yo, I pinned my career on a guy like Kyler Murray. I still think he can be successful. So to hand him the keys to somebody like Jaden Daniels with that offense, and my theory is that they could win a Super Bowl this year if they, like, just play out of their asses the rest of the season. But past that, this is an adjustment league, right? They will figure out Jaden a little bit, and next year is not going to be nearly as successful for him.
Well,
so
I hope
if Commanders have a little
year,
window.
If he wins this year, then what does all that matter? It doesn't really matter. So
yeah,
well, he's not going to.
Well, we'll see.
I'm telling you right now.
We'll see. Russell Wilson, Cowboys guy.
Russell Wilson's second year where he just goes nuts, and people are like, where did this guy come from?
Mm-hmm. Nobody saw that coming.
All right, let's take a break. Let's just talk some more NFL with Jeremiah here. We're also going to make some picks at 9:30. We have our pick segment. Who do you love?
So
you can lose some money.
Yeah, I'll put them in my DraftKings right now.
There you go. Next here, more NFL stuff with Jeremiah Coughlin. He's got stand up tomorrow night at the Helium Comedy Club at 8:00. Football Sunday, right here. 1080 the Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Some more football stuff because it is Football Sunday. Jeremiah Coughlin here in the studio with us. He is stand up tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Helium Comedy Club.
Yeah.
On Veterans Day, which I told Rashad before you came in. I was like, that can go one of two ways.
Do you have any cool Veterans Day jokes, or do you steer clear of
That was a cool joke. Someone in the audience, they say that after.
They stand up and they salute.
Hell yeah, brother.
No, I don't have any. I don't do political jokes. I don't do military jokes. I don't do anything like that. But if you are a veteran and you want to come to the show, you get half price tickets. So
how about
we did
that? That's really cool.
So VET50, VET50 at checkout.
Just 50%, brother?
It's on the honor system.
That's it?
I'm sure there'll be some stolen valor out there. Somebody.
A little bit.
I don't care.
Can I wear my camo Dallas Cowboys sweatshirt?
Please do. Sit right in front, too.
So, funny story about
so roast you
about that is my dad. He has like a camo Dolphins sweatshirt. He's a Dolphins fan. And he was at Walmart or something like that. And this lady at the checkout stand was like, "Oh, thank you for your service." And he's like, "Oh, no, this is, I didn't serve, you know, but this is just Dolphin sweatshirt." He's like, "My dad and my brother, though, they served." And she's just like, "Oh, well, thank you for your service." And he's just like, "Are you
cool, that, man? I appreciate it
for being a Dolphins fan."
Yeah, right.
The sacrifices you've made,
And there's some major sacrifices to being a Dolphins fan.
The pain,
you know,
your family's been through.
Yeah, absolutely. For everything Dan you've Marino. Been through. Yeah,
the Wanstead years.
Oh, God.
Yeah, for everything you've been through, you deserve it. I salute you for remaining a Dolphins fan.
It was one of those where he's like, "Were you listening at all? Are you there, lady?"
Oh, people. No, Walmart. Mostly they're not.
You never know what you're going to get at Walmart.
So now, around Veterans Day, any sort of military conversation we have, I just say to my dad, I'm like, "Oh, by the way, thank you for your service."
I love that.
But no, he did not serve. And yeah, it's probably a good idea. Stay away from the military jokes on Veterans Day. Unless they're tasteful.
Yeah.
Or you do a nice little USO dance number.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Wear some scantily clad clothes there. Some some fishnets or something like that.
That's not a bad idea.
Give me a little jazz.
I think people will be into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot.
Think about it.
I was going to say NFL. Yes, a segue out of that. What I have to ask, I mean, you being a Seahawks fan, I would assume that your most hated team is probably 49ers.
Yeah, I don't like them.
That's
yeah.
your most hated team?
Yeah.
Is there a team out in the league that is like outside of the NFC West, NFC what, that you also root for? Like, is there an ancillary team? Like, do you have an AFC team?
The Patriots.
No.
My whole family.
Yeah, as a Seahawks fan, I'm sure he loves rooting for the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. My whole family is from over there, though. So, like, my cousin has season tickets to the Patriots.
Hey, Jeremiah, remember that pick?
Yeah, I know.
Just calls you every year.
I had to wear some Patriots gear, and I think I had to buy them. I had to buy, on that game, I had to buy New England Patriot Super Bowl champion pint glasses. Mm. One for him and one for me, and I still have, it's still in my cupboard every day. I open my cupboard and I see that.
You spit your chew in there?
Mm-hmm.
You're dead.
Yeah, I'm like, screw these guys. Yeah. No, not a Patriots, but I do root for most of the rest of the Boston teams because of that. Like, my family has all grown up being
gross.
Boston fans.
Yeah, wow, my wife is a
Well,
Boston.
Wrapping up here,
yeah,
Football Sunday.
It's fine.
Thank you so much, Jeremiah.
You know. But then I actually grew up as a Packers fan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Dear God, man.
You know. Reggie White. I liked Reggie White a lot.
Reggie White was the man.
Yeah,
Brett Favre. You know, when that
a likable Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Back in the day. Just high on perks and doing, you know, doing what he's got to do.
To not stealing money.
Kind of brown, Brett Favre, you remember that? Like, yeah, that guy was cool.
With those snug Wranglers on.
From Mudflat, Mississippi or wherever he was from, yeah.
And his copper fit.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I have an old-timey cheesehead that was from the early 90s when they first really started doing that.
Get a copper fit cheesehead.
Dope.
Copper fit cheesehead.
Yeah, I think that's got some sort of
doctor recommended,
some sort of scientific properties to that.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't what I was hoping to hear.
What did you want? Did you want me to say the Cowboys?
I don't know.
I kind of wanted you to say the Cowboys.
How does anybody root for the Cowboys?
No, I knew that.
Joe Simons is a Cowboys.
You're
fan.
11 years old is when you root
Joe's
for the Cowboys.
Smart,
I know.
Like most of us.
Joe's a smart cookie. I mean, you can tell by his first name already.
If you're like, if you live in Sweden or something, then I get it. You're like, oh, this is what American football is. But if you grew up here, right? I mean, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Portland, or Portland adjacent.
Yeah, how do you end up with the Cowboys? Just because
they were good in the 90s and I was a child.
Yeah.
That's usually how things go.
You do some blow with Leon Lett.
Wire stabbing people with scissors with Michael Irvin.
I was a huge Cowboys fan growing up as well, just because, like, Michael Irvin and Deion Sanders and obviously the whole, you know,
it's
the whole
flashy
team was like, man, they were super, super cool. I remember like in third or fourth grade, I have this, you know, my school picture and I'm wearing this dope ass Cowboys, like, short sleeve hooded sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. Super cool.
Oh, like a Belichick kind of thing?
Kinda,
cut
yeah.
Cut
but
the sleeves off.
But the sleeves were like white And the shirt was blue with this big star, and it was like the with the white hood. It was super dope.
Well, we were talking about the international games earlier, and there's actually some they started this initiative a couple of years where teams can start marketing their teams in different countries to sort of like plant their flag in that country.
Oh yeah.
So like the Dolphins, they're trying to recruit Argentinians to be Dolphins fans.
Oh, I like that.
The Seahawks. I see on this list in a few countries, they're trying to get the Austrian folks.
Okay.
They're trying to get some of the Canadians.
I was going
to
say, man, I'm shooting for all over Canada.
Yeah, to get the BC area.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also on
they
here.
They have their own football there, but yeah.
Yeah, the Rouge sucks, okay?
That is true. There is a CFL. They're trying to get Germany as well. From what I understand, Germany actually does have a pretty solid Seahawks contingency.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they did play there,
yes.
Right? They played there a couple years ago.
Yeah, I want to say that there was like clips coming out of there that there was a whole bar that was just overrun by Seahawks fans out there at one point.
Yeah, the fascinating thing to me is the Jacksonville, England thing.
Ugh.
Well, if there's one thing London is known and England is known, it's for their Jaguars. It's for their their big cat.
But you
population.
Know what? So we went over. We actually went to the baseball games that they did there.
Ah, that's cool.
Two seasons ago, Cubs and Cardinals that played in the soccer stadium.
Yeah,
and every person from there that I asked, like, "Oh, you've been to the States?" They'd all been to Disney World, so they've all been to Florida. Like anybody who's been to the States, they've either been to New York or they've been to Florida.
In Orlando.
Yeah.
Random. That's America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was like, okay, that makes sense. Like they go to Disney World. So Florida, Jacksonville, it does kind of like track after a while. You start to get it. But I mean, they need something.
Well, it's a logistical thing, too. I think the Panthers being Germany's team and the Jaguars being the London team, it just makes sense like lengthwise, right? It's like a 5-6 hour flight for both of them, I think.
Yeah.
Have either of you ever been to Jacksonville?
No.
Boo.
Yeah.
Like, there's a Waffle House. There's another
Waffle
House.
That's the claim to fame.
They built two so they could be like, let's not go to that one. Let's go to the good one.
We go to the nice one over here where Bill's working.
We're lousy with Waffle Houses out here in Jacksonville. Seahawks, they also try to recruit the Switzerland population.
The Switzerland. Land of the Swedes.
The Swiss. You guys caught me. Yeah, I was almost about to say, oh, yeah, the Swedes over there in Switzerland.
I actually had a buddy that said that once, and he wasn't joking. Because my friend was going to Switzerland.
That's what they are, right?
And he goes, oh, yeah, Switzerland, land of the Swedes. And it's like, no, you're an idiot.
I love Swiss cheese.
Hey.
That is the Dutch, right?
No, that's the
Netherlands. See, how does that make sense?
Yeah, there's no country called Dutchland.
Yeah.
No.
But I mean, there's Deutschland.
I was going to say, there's Deutschland.
Yeah.
This has gone off the rails quickly.
Oh, I'm sure there's people listening to it like,
geography
oh my
lesson.
God, these guys are complete idiots. The UK, the Steelers only want Northern Ireland.
Mm.
And I think that's because of their owner, Rooney.
Yeah.
And I'm just making some assumptions purely based off of that last name there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is some connection there.
That is an interesting like corner to take. You're like, we'll take these guys.
What country would you want the Seahawks to go to next?
Djibouti.
What? Yeah. How's it going over there in Botswana?
Yeah.
What are they up to?
Egypt. We could do Egypt, though. That'd be cool if they put the 12-man flag on top of the pyramid.
That'd be dope.
See?
Also, I do want to
photo op.
I do want to ask, over under 10 years when you see a game played in Saudi Arabia, because you know it's coming.
Yeah. I mean, that's the big thing, right?
You know what's going to happen.
The UFC and everybody else is like trending towards that and taking the money.
Dude, people are going to lose their ass when that happens.
Yeah.
And then they'll still
at
watch.
3 in the morning. Yeah, to watch the game. Go for it.
Yeah. Donald will be there.
Oh, yeah. Walking
show
out.
Up.
Yeah. It's best coin flip.
A lot of great people here.
It was the best coin flip. They saved my wrist and my thumb.
I love your little hats.
You know, the stadium actually looks beautiful. I've seen it. It's beautiful. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I love your little hats.
All right.
Under's going to hit, baby.
You better
I can tell.
Hope.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Well, are they just trying to kneel the ball out? You know, I want to see some drama here.
The Giants have the ball with 17 seconds left, so
17-14, Panthers lead.
They can tie it. Yeah, if they tie it, we're hosed, though, yeah.
The Giants have no timeouts, though. That's the other thing is, do they try and run up a play or run a play real quick, spike it, try and get some more yards, send this thing to OT. Let's give the Germans some OT, some free football, huh?
They deserve
why
it.
Why not? Yeah, they've all they've been through. You know, why not?
What?
All they've been through.
Yeah, why not give them some free football?
Yes, yes, yeah. Those tough lives
they deserve
the Germans
it so
have,
much
have lived. Let's take a break. Let's make some picks. For the love of God. Who do you love? Next, here, Football Sunday. But first, Schultzy with the Sports Center update. All right, it's time for Who Do You Love? Rashad did not give me picks last week. That bum.
Man, I couldn't feel my head last week. I mean, my whole everything was not working. It was all good.
A winner doesn't make excuses, Rashad. All right.
I was a loser.
Coffee's
last
for
week.
Closers.
You could have had a 3-0
week. I hate coffee.
Week.
How about that, Jordan?
All right. You could have had a 3-0 week and you chose not to.
I still can. I can tell you exactly who I thought was going to win last week.
Yeah, I bet. Let's go.
I can tell you right now, I had Detroit over Green Bay last week.
Okay.
Right? I had Minnesota over Indianapolis last week. And I had Washington over the Giants. Boom. That's three. I think I won, right?
Did you have spread or money line?
I didn't pick any of those things. Do not put those down for me, man.
What are you talking about? The Commanders did cover the spread against the Giants. So that would have been
really?
A good one. I you believe I picked that one, though.
But
so.
I'm going to have some integrity and say, I didn't choose anything last week, fellas. I didn't get out of bed till like 1:30.
Now I'm going to have to do, at the end of the year, we're going to have to base this off of win percentage.
There you go. There
thanks.
You go.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Me... On the other hand, last week, perfect 3-0 week. Dolphins covering 6.5. Chargers blowing the Browns back out, covering the 2. And Patriots, Titans should not have hit the under, but it sure did, of 38.5. So go 3-0. Jordan, you got your Commanders to cover 4. You got your Rams to cover 1.
Yay.
And then Josh Jacobs did not score a touchdown, so you go 2-1 there.
They ran their backup running back in the fourth quarter into the end zone. What the hell were Green Bay doing?
I know. You should have called him. You should have rang down from the press box, give LaFleur the play call.
And the worst thing to happen to betting in the NFL is
you
two
effed up my parlay, bro.
They did. Mm-hmm. They absolutely effed up my parlay. That was my hook.
So current standings, your boy 12-8-1, Rashad at 8-9-1 with
right there.
No picks made last week.
I'm right there.
And Jordan at 9-11-1. I'm going to get things started here, and I am going to go. Now, the game is in Jacksonville, but I'm going to go Vikings cover the 7. They have no Trevor Lawrence, which, quite frankly, didn't really matter for the Vikings or for the Jags too much this season. But they got McCorkle Jones at quarterback today.
Who?
McCorkle Jones.
That's a real name?
Mac Jones.
Oh.
You know your
first
boy.
His name is McCorkle.
His name is McCorkle.
Well, it's Michael.
There's no way we should have ever drafted this person.
Michael McCorkle Jones is his name. So
call me Mac.
Yeah, I'm going with the Vikings to cover the 7 points against the Jaguars for my first pick.
Well, I'm going with Chicago hosting the New England Patriots today. I'm going over under the over under is 38.5, which is actually the lowest over under of any game on the schedule this week. I'm taking the under. The Patriots haven't scored more than 23 points all season, and only twice this season have the Bears scored at least anywhere over 24. I'm looking at two offenses that are just bleh. So for that, I'm taking
what an adjective.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm taking the under 38.5.
Over 38.5.
I'm taking under.
Under 38.5. All right, you got it. Locked in, bud.
Automatic lock. Call me. First pick's free. I love going 7-0 on a recorded line.
Schultzy, what you got?
This is a trap game. I know it is. It's Detroit on the road against Houston as a 3-point favorite. I think that is way too little points. Did Houston all of a sudden get Stephon Diggs back and Nico Collins like in the same game? Because last week, Houston had no offense, and I'm confused as to why they're going to this week. Do I think Detroit's going to score 50-plus points again? No, but I think they beat the Texans by more than 3. I might, if I were y'all, I might push this down to 2.5 and take some slightly less decent odds, but I'll take -3 Detroit.
-3 Detroit. Jeremiah,
Yeah.
Where are you going, bud?
Well, I mean, if we can move the line, then I'm moving the line on Indy. Indy up to like 7.5.
Oh my god.
It's 4 right now. I think
you animal.
Yeah. That'd be a good long shot. I think they might cover 4. I don't know. It's a trap game for the Buffaloes.
In Indianapolis covering. That's one of those weird ones where you see that line. My algorithm is pretty simple. Take my natural instinct, and if the public is going with that, then it's not going to happen. And right now, that is the Bills. Like, I see that where it's like, oh, Colts? Only 4.5-point dogs?
Yeah.
I was like, that's weird. Yeah, take the Bills to cover. And then I see Bills are one of the most public bet teams this week. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I feel like the Colts could somehow cover that with old man Joe Flacco.
Yeah, and the running game's been good. We'll see.
And that is why I am going to go with the Bills covering 4.5. Joe Flacco, he has had his moments this year. In fact, that game earlier in the year when he threw for like 350 yards against the Jaguars, and I lost a bet because the Jaguars secondary decided they did not want to play defense in the second half. But I think the Bills are starting to lay their claim as one of the best teams in the NFL, in the AFC. And I just don't think they want to play with their food in this one. So I'm going Bills -4.5 to cover.
I'm going to look at the Buccaneers versus the 49ers today. Let me see what the spread is. I just had it real quick. Spread is 6.5. Christian McCaffrey coming back. I think that's a huge, huge help for this 49ers team that's just been all banged up and beat up for most of the season. So I'm taking the 6.5.
49ers, 6.5.
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
All right. Well, I'll mark that red for a loss right there.
Hey, I got faith. CMC is back.
Jordan.
I'm going to go Atlanta on the road against Nollins. They just fired their head coach. Thank God. And Dennis Allen, he was horrible.
Took too long.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it did. It's like, why isn't Alvin Kamara scoring more touchdowns? What the hell are you doing? But I don't think that they're going to have a great game today. I think Kirk Cousins and the Falcons are doing all right. And 3.5 is a small number, so I take the Falcons to cover that.
You don't think they're going to get the interim coach push?
They could.
Hey, we're going to care about this season for one game since we fired our coach?
I would hope some teams figure out that might happen, that are going into a team against an interim coach for the first game. So maybe Atlanta planned for that. Maybe, but they could be stupid and didn't.
Jeremiah.
Let me get this back in front of me. I think I'm going to stick with the Commanders. Commanders at 1.5. I think they get it done.
Left hand up. Who are we? Go Commanders.
Yeah.
Against who are they playing today?
The Steelers. Yeah.
The Steelers.
Russ,
yeah. Oh God.
It's going to be a good one.
I think it'll be a good game. Yeah.
I have
a real hard hitting game.
I have a rule of thumb: don't bet against Mike Tomlin.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, Brandon Sprague, don't do that.
That is a tough one right there. I think I've lost multiple bets this year. Betting against Mike Tomlin and the Steelers as the Panthers line up for a field goal. Here you go.
I know, but that doesn't win it.
No.
No, it does not.
But I'm just saying that works out well for you because then if they make a stop on this defensive possession, that's a W for you, Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
You're good.
Let's see.
And I, now, against my better judgment, I'm going to go with the Eagles to cover 7 points.
Ooh,
look at you.
Because the Eagles, they somehow don't cover against teams they should cover against. That happened earlier this year with the Browns. Actually, I think that was it. Oh, the Giants already had a chance, Jeremiah. You win.
Done.
Oh, that was it.
Look at you.
The Giants had the ball. We never even saw it.
My God.
They won the toss.
Well, that's what happens when Daniel Jones is the quarterback.
Let's go.
Dear God.
The under.
But yeah, I mean, Cooper Rush, Cowboys, the season's falling apart. This team's falling apart. Yeah, they get Micah Parsons back today, but I don't care. This is going to be a bad, ugly game. I feel like the Eagles smell blood in the water in the NFC East. I know the Commanders are still there, but after what they did with to the Bengals a couple weeks ago, again, they should have covered against the Jags last week. How they didn't, I do not know. They should have covered against the Browns a few weeks ago as well. It's a weird team, but you're playing a Cowboys team that is being left for dead right now and in a bad spot. So Eagles covering 7.
I'm also going to look at that Pittsburgh and Washington game. Pittsburgh the last 3 weeks has just been kicking ass, man, putting up 30 points a game in these last three wins. Washington, not 30 points a game, but also still been kicking people's ass. The over-under is 45.5. I'm taking the over in this game.
That's a good one. Steelers, Commanders, over. What was the number?
45.5.
45.5. All right. And Schultzy, your last one.
Yeah, I'm going Broncos Chiefs over 42 points. And this is basically just literally looking at the numbers. They're getting about 10 possessions each team. I think the Chiefs are going to score a bunch. And I think the Broncos can score with Bo Nix under center under the right conditions. And they can score a lot. So 42 seems like a lower number. Over 42, Chiefs, Broncos.
And Jeremiah, give us the 12th winner of this segment.
We're giving you a 12-0 picks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with it. I actually saw this was on DraftKings yesterday, and then it's gone now. But I'm going to take the over on the Detroit-Houston game, which is at 49.5.
Oh.
There was a bet that any team would score, one team would score 50 points. And I think it might be Detroit. I think they score 50 points.
They got the power to do it. They got the pieces.
They put up 50 themselves?
Yeah.
They've done it the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Did they do that again? I know they did it against Tennessee. They didn't do it last week.
Against Green Bay, no.
No.
But they scored a lot of points, though, than the week before. They've been scoring points, like, out of their booties.
So I'll take the over for combined. I think that game will go over 50 points by itself.
All right. Again, there's that's 12 winners right there.
I love it.
Even though I think that me and Jeremiah gave two that contradict each other with the Bills and Colts, but somehow they'll both hit. I don't know how.
Well, you'd say, well, but I remember I said I'm moving it up to 6.5.
Oh, that's true. There you go. So yeah, 12 winners. Hit it. 12-0 right there. All of those picks. All right, let's finish up the show and let's pay tribute, shall we? Finish up Football Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan. All right, final segment here. Got a couple minutes left. Jeremiah Coughlin in the studio with us. He's got a stand-up show tomorrow night at the Helium Comedy Club at 8 o'clock. Veterans, 50% off?
50% off for veterans. There you go. Monday, 8 o'clock. And then I'm also, if you have Washingtonian listeners, Friday I'll be in Vancouver at the RV and Style Convention Center.
The Convention Center. That's right. I heard that. Not the amphitheater.
Yeah. That's with my sober. We were talking about that earlier. I don't drink or do drugs anymore. So we do comedy that's like, you know. No alcohol.
My name's Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Exactly.
And here's a lot of
that. Yeah. So come to that, too.
Are you from this area?
I grew up in Kennewick, Washington.
Okay. So perfect.
Yeah.
So you grew up possibly listening to some Blazers basketball on the radio.
Yeah.
So then you are familiar with one Brian Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Jordan, he sent out a text last night. I'm glad that he sent it as a reminder. But we lost Wheels this week.
Yeah, I heard that on my way in. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, that's a total bummer, man.
I mean, that's a bummer.
His voice, his calls. I remember as a young, sparky 18-year-old working at the Sherwood Safeway. And him coming in and me doing my job as a cashier saying, can I see your ID, sir, before you purchase this alcohol? And he handed the ID over and I saw the name on there and I was like, wait, Brian Wheeler. I was like, Wheels? D. Wheels? And he was very coy about it, very humble.
But that was
a starstruck moment right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're meeting Brian Wheeler for the first time and talking and I just... You know, did the whole love your calls, love you calling the Blazers. You're awesome. Just, you know, wax poetic straight to him. And then he's like, all right, can I have my food, please?
Thank you so much. I'd like to get on with my day.
Yeah.
There's a line forming, sir. We got to move this along.
Yeah, I got a chance to meet him once as well. I got a chance to sit in for Dusty doing the USA versus, you know, world game that happens, you know, every year.
Yeah.
And just, you know, he just happened to be there. And so we're in the press spot of, you know, the Blazers Arena or of the Moda Center. And I just happened to see him sitting there, you know, getting some foods and drink. And it's like, excuse me, Brian Wheeler? So, yeah, it's like, man, thank you. I'm a big fan, you know, have been since I was a kid, man. So I know your voice, you know, better than I know a lot of other sports, you know, sports media. He's like, oh, thank you. Very humble guy. Like I said, very coy. You know, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm the man here.
Yeah, I'm
like,
swag.
Yeah, that's not like that. Yeah, but he was super, super cool. And, you know, that boom shakalaka and, you know, hearing all those calls that are just so synonymous with like Portland basketball, man, he's going to be missed. He was really, really good at what he did. And it's hard to keep people's attention like doing play-by-play on the radio, and he was absolutely it's a one-man show, you know, in most cases doing that. Like, he was great, and he's going to be missed. He was definitely one of the voices of Portland, so definitely going to miss you, Wiz.
I got the chance to work with him early in my career, and this breaks my heart. Like, this is one of the reasons I got into broadcasting. He is just the voice of a Blazers fan generational, like, I mean, from 98-99 when he took over until when he left in 2019, he was the best NBA play-by-play voice, period. True. And there's no conversation other than just saying that. And I just cannot believe he's gone. And it is just, I don't really know what to say other than I'm going to miss him terribly. And I appreciate everything he did for me, because I am broken up about this. This is a tough loss.
Favorite moment listening to him was the Brandon Roy playoff game against the Mavericks.
I even remember that.
Yeah, I was. That was one where I was in the car driving it back home from work during that fourth quarter, and man, that he made that moment amazing that I would never forget. Rest in peace, Brian Wheeler, one of the all-time greats.
It's like a Dave Niehaus kind of thing, exactly. Too, you know, like, well, everybody that I know here, like Danny Meringue, Joe Simon, like anybody that's in sports broadcasting now, like, can point to Brian Wheeler as 100%. Like something that like got them into it.
And he's the GOAT.
That's incredible.
From one Portland great to another, Jeremiah Coughlin. Go out, see his show tomorrow at the Helium Comedy Club.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
8 p.m. And then, again, your Vancouver show.
Yeah, Friday, 8 p.m. also at the RV in Style.
And then if you can't catch him at either of those, go and catch him out at the Pickles game.
Pickles
on the field.
Follow me on Instagram, Jeremiah Coughlin.
What is it? Pickles games. They'll start back up in June?
Yeah, May. Like Memorial Day is kickoff for that.
Gotcha.
So I'll be there.
Can't wait. Thanks for coming in today, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Always. For Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, thank you as always.
My guy, good to see you, bud.
Yes, sir. Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
Everybody have a great Sunday, and you can turn on Red Zone now. We're about to kick off Sunday NFL action. Thanks for listening to Football Sunday on Tanning the Fan. Peace. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.